You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Lord, help us to learn how to love the people that are around us. We give the following times to you. Give us an ear that can listen. Give us the ability to speak for those two of us who are standing on the pulpit.
让我们等候你自己的话成为我们的供应和提醒。
So we can wait upon your words as our supply.
虽然我们这里有好几百人，但愿就好像我坐在耶稣的脚前一样。
Even though there are hundreds of people here, but just one of us sitting in front of the Jesus.
向我们说话。
Jesus, you're speaking to me.
教导我。
Teach me,
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
两个礼拜以前，曾经跟弟兄姊妹一起看过以弗所书。
2 weeks ago, we studied the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书，我上次提到，从一章到三章和四章到六章分成明显的两个段落。
We talked about how Ephesians, the book to the Ephesians, were divided into two sections, the chapter 1 through 3 and then 4 through 6.
前面三章讲到上帝在基督里面给我们的丰富。
The first three chapters talked about the fullness of the Lord in our life.
后面三章讲到我们在基督里面给上帝的回应。
The last three chapters then described about how we should respond to such teaching.
所以换句话说，以弗所书第四章到第六章是根据第一章到第三章的真理拿来应用的。
In other words, the chapter 4 through 6 represents the areas of application as been taught by the first three chapters.
所以在这三章的圣经里面提到生活的实践。
For these three chapters, then, they talked about how we can practice the truth.
一讲到生活的实践，我相信在座弟兄姊妹都知道这是李牧师的负担。
As we talked about how we practice our truth, this is indeed a burden in the heart of Pastor.
因为侍奉主将近三十年的时间里面
，have been serving the Lord for about close to 30 years.
我不敢说别的教会，特别是在华人的教会当中
，especially in the Chinese churches.
道怎么样成为肉身是这一代的华人的信徒应该接受的挑战。
How did the word become flesh is a truth that you all should be able to appreciate.
所以以弗所书后面三章完全提到一个信徒怎么样在生活和实践方面的一些提醒。
So the last three chapters then is talking about how a Christian can practice those truths.
在那三章的圣经里面提到夫妻的关系。
In these three chapters, we talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
就三章圣经里面提到两代的关系。
The relationship between two generations.
在三章圣经里面提到主人和仆人的关系。
Also talked about the relationship between masters and the slaves.
但是非常稀奇的一件事情。
But also more wonderfully,
刚才讲到这些人伦上面的一些人际关系呢，不是在第四章一开始就谈到。
Although those relationships we just mentioned, they did not start up at chapter 4.
在提到信仰的应用，在第四章一开头，不是提到这些家庭的人际关系。
In terms of application of the truth.Paul did not start out with very specific relationships.
在这里反而提到一个很重要的主题，就是教会合一的见证。
On the contrary, he talked about a very important topic that is the testimony of a unity of a church.
我们都知道这个名词叫 pre-evangelism, 福音预工这个名词。
This is termed as the pre-evangelism or preparing you.
这一次我在Manila 参加聚会的时候，听到另外一个名词叫。Post-evangelism, 叫做福音后工。
Another term, to be corresponding to this could be the post-evangelism.
基督徒与基督徒之间的一个见证。
A testimony among the Christians.
可以说是福音的预工。
can be called upon as a pre-evangelism.
还没有信主的人看见基督徒的相爱，心里面受感动，愿意渴慕真道。
The non-Christians were moved because of the testimonies among Christians.
这叫 pre-evangelism， 叫福音预工。
This is called pre-evangelism or given the impression.
但是我们也可以这么说，基督徒的相爱是一个福音的后果，一个结果。
We can also call the loving among the Christians as a could be as a consequence of being a Christian.
So post-evangelism 呢也可以是 pre-evangelism.
Therefore, the post and pre-evangelisms are equivalent in some senses.
所以我们看见信主的家庭相爱。
We see the believers in their families. There is love.
很多人心里面受感动，说：“哎呀，基督徒真是有爱的见证。”
Many are deeply moved.
但是如果从这个角度来看。
If you look from this point of view,
从我们的经验来看
from our experience,
我们是看到有不少非基督徒因为基督徒的坏见证而拦阻他们信主。
We also see that a number of the non-Christians will never become Christian because of the bad testimonies from the Christians.
特别在家庭方面看见许多这种反见证。
Especially from those families,We see the anti-testimony.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能否认一件事情，就是今天教会的见证也是影响这些非基督徒对基督教的一个印象。
We can also not deny that the testimony from a church also influences the directions of non-Christians.
上次我提到在北美有一个教会的一个悲剧。
The last time I mentioned about a tragedy happened.In the church in North America,
就我提到那个牧师用斧头把一个执事杀死的事情。
I talked about a pastor who killed a member of board of deacons with an axe.
弟兄姊妹，教会合一的见证是今天我们在主面前要很严肃来看的一个问题。
Being able to be united as a testimony is a serious topic for us.
上一次我曾经在这里强调，合一不是化一。
I emphasized last week that the unity is not uniformity.
很多时候我们说，我们如果要合一的话，我们应该一样样。
Much of the time we say, in order to be united, we should look alike.
那么到底现在有一个问题，要跟谁一样样呢？
The question is, to whom we should be look alike to?
是你跟我一样呢，还是我跟你一样呢？
Should you look alike me, or should I be looked alike you?
你说当然没有话讲，你应该跟我一样。
Of course, you should all look like me.
因为我是主任牧师。
Because I'm the senior pastor.
所以呢，信徒应该跟牧师一样。
So the members should look like the pastor.
但是等到我们牧师团同工多的时候，又应该怎么办呢？
What about if there are many pastors in a church?
所以很多时候我们就发现了很难能够有一个化一的一个行动。
So very often we find it's difficult to have everyone to be exactly the same.
圣经告诉我们说，我们可以有不一样，但是我们不能不合一。
Yet the Bible teaches we could be very diversified, but we can also be united.
所以 unity 不一定是 uniformity, 但是呢，我们可以在 diversity 里面找到 unity, 在不同的里面找到合一。这个合一是真正宝贝的合一。
So to be unity does not mean everything to be exactly the same. Even though in a diversified situation, we could still be united.
在刚才我们所读的这段圣经里面。
In the verses we just read,
特别到最后四节十三节到十六节
especially verses 13 through 16,
这里提到合一一个很重要的一个原则。
Here he mentioned about a very important principle to be united.
在十三节告诉我们说要长大成人。
And to grow up to the mature, to be mature.
在十三节
verse 13,
然后十五节讲到凡事长进。
And then in the verse 15 says to grow all the time.
到十六节讲说渐渐增长。
And verse 16 says to gradually grow in all things.
这三处圣经都提到一个长这个字 ，grow 这个字。
In all three verses, it mentioned the word grow.
所以换句话说，教会合一的见证是逐步的、逐渐。
So to be able to achieve unity is a gradual process.
是个动态。
It's a dynamic process.
是一个有阶段性的。
It's a process that achieves in steps.
所以一个教会只要它在成长之中，它就不是一个完全的教会。
So if church is always in growth, then the church has not attained perfection.
换句话说，在我的成长的过程当中，我虽然比昨天有进步，但是我永远比明天还不够完全。
So a growth process means even though you're better than yesterday, but you're inferior than tomorrow.
所以所有只要是在成长的教会，都证明一件事情，它不是一个完全的教会。
So a church in growth process is a church has not attained perfection.
因此，一个不完全的教会不一定是个不好的教会。
Therefore, we infer that imperfect church need not to be a bad church.
Okay, 让我再重复一遍哈，就是说一个正在成长的教会，因为它的成长，就证明它不完全。我们都了解这个道理。
Logically, we can defer that a growing church has not attained perfection.
那么它既然是个不完全的教会，是不是一个坏教会呢？不见得，因为它在成长之中，所以一个不完全的教会不一定是个坏的教会。
On the other hand, we cannot infer that a growing church or imperfect church is a bad church, which is wrong. That's not the conclusion.
所以什么教会是不健康，什么教会是不理想的呢？就是那个没有长的教会。
Therefore, a non-ideal church or a bad church is a church who has stopped growing.
如果你在一个教会里面看到很多的问题，
If you see much problem in a church,
我们不要马上跳到一个结论说，因为这个教会有许多的问题，所以一定是个坏教会。
We should not draw the conclusion that because there are problems in a church, it must be a bad church.
教会是如此，我们个人也是这样。
This applies to individuals as well.
今天弟兄姊妹看牧师团的牧师们。
And you look upon all the pastors in the pastoral staff.
你是怎么看这些牧师的？
How do you look at them?
第一个，你说，哎呀，这些牧师呢，是一个完全的人。
First, you may say these people are perfect people.
弟兄姊妹，没有这样的人。
There's no such.
好了，那只有第二种。
There must be the second.
这些牧师是一些在成长之中的牧师。
Those pastors are growing every day.
那么，既然你说他成长，就证明他不是完全的，因为他还要成长。
Because he's still growing, then he has not attained perfection.
所以我要强调这件事情，因为保罗在以弗所书提醒我们要长，特别是合一的见证要长。
Here Paul had clearly reminded us a church needs to grow.
有的人到一个教会聚会了一阵子以后，
and some may have come to a church after have been here for a while.
哎呀，实在发现这个教会不完全。
And then he would simply conclude the church is not perfect.
我礼拜天来做礼拜还没有看出这些问题。
If I come just on Sundays, it's hard for me to discover.
因为牧师，你一直拉我去侍奉，我越侍奉越发现，在我教会内幕里面有很多很多不理想的地方。
The more that I participate in the services, the more I discover how imperfect a church might be.
但是我要强调一件事情。
But I want to reemphasize.
我承认，今天在我们中间这个教会不是一个完全。
I acknowledge that this is not a perfect church.
但是我们在神面前求主提醒我们，借助神的话。让我们一天一天有长进。
But I ask the Lord to remind us that from day to day we can grow to be more mature.
特别注意十三节到十六节最后这四节。
We want to focus on verse 13 through 16.
保罗从三方面告诉我们什么样的教会是一个成长中的教会。
From three aspects, Paul has taught us.What kind of a church is are the growing church?
他给我们一个题目，就是我们今年的主题：建立基督的身体。
The first topic is the topic of the theme of this year is to build up the body of Christ.
换句话说，保罗在这里从三方面提醒我们，怎么样来建立基督的身体。
Therefore, from three aspects, Paul is reminding us how do we build up the body of Christ.
十三、十四节是第一个。
Verse 13 and 14 describe the first aspect.
十五节是第二，十六节是第三。
And 15 is the second, and 16 is the third aspect.
第一部分的十三节、十四节是给我们看到一个成长的教会，是一个信仰稳定的一个教会。
So the verse 13 to 14 teaches us a growing church is a church with stability.
第二呢，四章十五节是一个建立的教会或者一个成长的教会，是在生活上有平衡性的一个教会。
On the second aspect, it teaches us a growing church can grow with balance.
第十六节告诉我们说，一个成长中的教会在侍奉中，在侍奉上是有协调性。
The third aspect teaches us in services that a growing church can attend proper coordination or cooperation.
我上次已经跟大家提到十三十四节信仰的稳定性。
Last week or last time, we did mention about the stability aspects of a growing church.
弟兄姊妹，让我再一次提醒各位，在这一段圣经里面，保罗不是向做个别的信徒讲。
And let me remind you once again that these verses were not given to individual Christians.
这一段圣经保罗是提着基督的身体整体的教会来说的。
So these verses are aiming at the body of Christ, in other words, the whole church.
所以不是说你的信仰怎么样，我的信仰怎么样，而是在这里强调整个教会在这个时代的里面，我们怎么样有一个稳定的一个信仰。
It did not stop at individuals, but rather talking about how a whole church can grow in the society.
他用小孩子来提醒我。
He reminded us with a story of infants.
说小孩子是容易受骗的。
He says infants are easily to be dazzled.
小孩子是最容易受一些好奇、新鲜的事情所吸引的。
Because the infants can easily be dazzled by fresh things.
所以上一次我曾经从四方面提到保罗在这里给我们的提醒：不要中人的诡计，不要中欺骗的法术，一切异教之风和各样的异端。
And especially Paul mentioned in verse 14 about four aspects of how an infant can be deceived.
今天我就不花时间在这方面。
We will not repeat them today.
在这里保罗说要用爱心说诚实话。
And here the Paul says you need to speak truth in love.
也就是耶稣基督当年被见证为恩典和真理平衡的那一个另外一种的说法。
This is another way to describe the balance between grace and the gift.
一个健康的锻炼过的身体是个平衡的身体。
A body with physical discipline is health-wise very balanced.
保罗在这里提醒我们要平衡。
Paul here reminded us to attain balance.
用爱心说诚实话。
To speak truth with love.
当然，这句话可以应用在我们日常与人交往的上面。
Of course, this can be applied to our daily life.
当我们讲一句话的时候。
As we speaking,
我们要问两件事情。
We have to ask two things.
我讲这句话真不真
？Am I what I'm speaking is true or not?
第二句话我们要问。
The second thing we have to ask.
我讲这句话爱不爱
？What am I speaking is out of love or not?
今天很多人会讲真话而不讲爱话。
And many of us know how to speak truth, but not with love.
今天很多人会讲爱话而不肯讲真话。
And many can speak with love, but not telling the truth.
有的时候讲爱讲到牺牲真。
And sometimes when you talk about love, you sacrifice the truth.
有的时候讲真讲到忘记爱。
Sometimes you speak truth so much, you forget about love.
所以保罗在这里给我们实在是充满智慧的一个提醒。
So this is really a verse full of wisdom.
但是当我们看十五节的时候，你看英文圣经里面有一个代名词是中文没有翻译出来的。
Yet in verse 15, there's a special connectivities in the English version of pronoun.
那这个 personal pronoun 呢，是 we 这个字，我们这个字。
And this special place is connecting these two parts is we.
换句话说，不是我怎么样用爱心说诚实话。As a church, as a body of Christ, 以基督的身体来说，我们怎么样用爱心说诚实话。
So this goes beyond the individuals and speak about the whole church. How we as a church can speak truth with love.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.